Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh my, it's sweaty out there. Men are sweating, women are glowing, pets are panting, and yeah, keep an eye on your dogs and cats. I mean, cats are probably smart enough to come indoors or find shade. I don't know. My dog's pretty smart, but he'd rather be outside chasing squirrels. And when it gets this hot, yeah, the pets feel it too. So be careful out there. Maybe check in on friends, neighbors, strangers. Make sure everybody's doing okay. With proper hydration, if you can avoid the sun, you know, seek the shade and slow down. Take frequent breaks, which has really been my motto for much of my life. Frequent breaks. Even when it's 72 and sunny, low humidity. I need a break, okay?
Well, it's not a lie if you believe it, Paul. Going to the old George Costanza line. It's not a lie if you believe it.
If I...
you know, my changing body, right? Yeah. You know how your body reacts.
Well, yeah. It's hard to get it right. I mean, when it's cold, we crave heat. When it's hot, I don't know if I crave an Arctic cold front, but the comments coming in are pretty interesting, too, about the heat. Bonnie said, Paul, I'm cold from October through May. A few days of heat works for me. Jamie said, ask me again in the winter. Ann said, doesn't matter to me. I live in Minnesota with extreme weather. Dress for the weather. Yeah, but the point that a lot of people are making, in the winter you slap on more layers, put on a hat, a face mask, earmuff, whatever. In the summer, you can only take off so much clothing before the neighbor calls 911. Or maybe post some photos to Twitter or Facebook.
Can you believe what they're doing next door?
But see, I can sweat it away, though. Like, I can sweat away the excess poundage in the summertime. So I don't have to exercise. Like, the heat does it for me. When you've really? When you've got the exercise ethic that I do. It just works that way.
Keep telling yourself that.
Well, plus if I don't know, maybe I'm in the minority here, Paul, but when I put on extra clothing, I just have a tendency to get really hot and really sweaty. And that's almost just as uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. When I was in Houston, like, I loved it. I was there for a few years. I enjoyed it because, as a friend of mine said, you don't have to shovel heat. And I keep coming back to it. I'm like, you don't shovel it.
But no, I'm sorry. And that may be true in January and February, but Houston and Orlando and New Orleans are a living hell, June through early September. I mean, I have friends in Arizona who say, Paul, we don't do anything during the day. Early in the morning, we'll go out and shop. In the evening, after dinner, that's when we go out. My youngest son, Brett, was in the Navy stationed in Bahrain, where it would routinely get up to 110, 115. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's like a ghost town. During the daylight hours, nobody is on the streets. Nobody's certainly walking. There are people driving, but nobody's walking. everybody comes out at night. And it just reminds me of a bad zombie movie where you the only time you can come out
it's like
or a
the
vampire
walk, it's like the,
movie.
It's like The Walking Dead. You're going to see Rick.
Yeah.
You're going to see Rick Grimes.
So I posted a Twitter poll, which is very unscientific. It's just a curiosity because I'm curious. I don't mind the heat. But then again, I spend most of my time indoors. I got a lake in the backyard. I'm blessed to be on a lake. Many Minnesotans are on a lake or near a lake, and we have that option. But if I had to work outside in this, I think I might think differently than what I think right now. I don't mind a few days of intense heat. It's like having intense cold. You know, you figure it out.
Yeah, but the people that I think, though, that Paul, the people that are outside that are working in construction, that, you know, doing landscaping and everything like, you know, whoever it is, like, they know what to expect when it comes to spending, you know, several hours outdoors and know how to mitigate the extreme risks, you know, going, you know, like you said, taking a break or just always hydrating, or, you know, maybe you've got to dress in a certain way. So, you know, it's not like you or I where we're the avid indoorsmen where, I mean, you go outside for 15 minutes and you feel like you're just going to be this messy puddle. I mean, I feel like those that are used to it, that know what they have to do day in and day out, like, it's not as much of a concern for them because it's just kind of a state of mind.
Yeah, if you tell yourself you're miserable enough, you will be miserable. And I know it feels miserable out there right now, but this too shall pass. The one saving grace, it's one day. Well, okay, yesterday was 97. Today it's 101. Mm-hmm. We may sneak up to 102 before things begin to cool off. But this is not going to be day after day after day, week after week of 90s or hundreds. It starts to get more comfortable tomorrow.
Yeah, well, yeah, what is normal for us then about this time? I mean,
80.
Okay, so I mean, do we normally get the mid-90s, is it say in August-ish then? Is that kind of when we're looking at like the height of the temperatures?
July is actually our hottest month. The hottest weather of the year historically mm-hmm. comes mid-July, first, second, even third week of July, and okay. then it starts to cool off. By the way, the summer solstice is tomorrow morning, 4:13 a.m. I'll call you. We get up, we party. So we'll be calling you at 4:13, Tubbsy, to celebrate the official start of summer. By the way, back to this Twitter poll. I said it feels like 105 in St. Paul. Now it's more like 107, 110. Given a choice, do you prefer extreme heat or extreme cold? Why? Asking for a friend. And I was surprised, 55% of the 906 voters said, I'd rather shiver, thank you very much. Only 45% said, bring on the hot fronts. Although a lot of people point out, I think rightfully, that if I took this poll in January, it might be just the inverse, might be totally reversed. We miss what we don't have.
Grass
part
is
of the
always
human
greener.
Condition.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to put this into perspective, though. How much of this is natural variability? Is this flavored by a warming climate? Can we expect to see more days like this in Minnesota's future? Mark Seely is going to be joining us with something we all need, perspective. That's next on CCO. The Vandellas, we're having a heat wave, just a little. I get, you know, forgive me. It's all about semantics. When I think heat wave, I think day after day after day, few days in a row in the 90s, hundreds. That's a heat wave. This is more of a heat spike. And the heat dome, the epicenter of this superheated air is passing right over the metro as we speak. It's 101 degrees right now in the shade. First time since May 28th, 2018, that the mercury has hit 100 degrees in the Twin Cities. So, yeah, this is hot enough. And again, unlike Arizona, and I got a lot of friends who live in Arizona, and they like to brag about the dry heat. Yeah, it's 110, Paul. It doesn't feel that bad. But we don't have a dry heat, generally. We have the humidity, dew points up around 70, a lot of water in the air, and that makes it feel a lot worse than it really is out there right now. No luck with Mark Seely? No? Okay. We're hoping to get Dr. Mark Seely on the air right now with a little bit of perspective on the heat. My understanding, talking to various climate scientists, look, you can't say, oh, this is global warming. This is climate change. No more than having a few chilly days in April disputes the fact that the planet is warming up. We have Mark on the line? We do. Awesome. Dr. Seely, welcome, and thank you for saving my butt.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry you had trouble reaching me. I hope everyone is behaving and following all the hot weather rules today, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. 101 degrees in the shade out there. So what do you say when people ask you on, and we're wired to react to the weather. We look out the window and right. We assume that what's happening in our backyard is happening everywhere, when in fact, you know, it's impossible to really understand what's happening all across the planet. But when people say, hey, this hot weather, is it the result of climate change? Is it natural variability? Is a warmer climate kind of juicing these air masses? What do you tell people when that question comes up?
Well, I tell people that because of our influence on the Earth climate system, and really a profound altering effect on both the landscape and the composition of its atmosphere, that we've stacked the deck, and we've stacked the deck not only to give us in the mid to high latitude positions on this planet higher temperatures, but all these other attributes as well. So although we might not be able to solely say that today's record high was driven by climate change certainly had a role in it. And so it's a feature that I think we're going to continue to see. We've done all the statistical studies going back in history, and we've seen the frequencies of these things increase in our lifetime, as well as the mean values. You know, we look at both the mean values, which we average every three decades, and we've also looked at the frequencies of extremes. And we see significant signals in both of those dimensions, Paul, as you well know.
So if the climate was holding steady, you would expect the same number of, roughly the same number of record highs versus record lows. My understanding is that the ratio, the percentage of record highs is now considerably more than the percentage of record lows. Is that your understanding?
Oh, yes, and there's geography to it, especially in the mid to high latitudes. So the further away from the equator you get, especially in the northern hemisphere, the more skewed that is, so that you're seeing the frequency of high overnight minimum temperatures and record high daytime maximum temperatures outnumber the frequency of cold daytime temperatures and cold overnight record low temperatures by, oh, a huge margin. It's like 3-1 or 4-1 or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and again, if we were in a stable climate, one that isn't warming or cooling overall, one would expect that ratio to be closer to 1-1. So let me ask you this. And summer is when we experience, I think, more of the symptoms of a warming planet, when that weather weirding kicks in. The floods that we've had since the dawn of time are often much worse. The wildfires last longer, burn hotter, burn longer, smoke thousands of miles downwind. Hurricanes often, increasingly, intensify right before landfall. And so we're seeing that in the data because of warmer ocean water, which fuels these storms. But
right.
Climate aside, just based on the models, what you're looking at, to me, it seems like it's going to be a hotter than average summer for Minnesota, but we're going to be let off easy compared to much of the rest of the nation. I think it's going to be worse just south of Minnesota. Is that what you're looking at? What is your assessment for the next couple of months and the impact on ag?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Paul. In fact, I wrote about this in last week's Minnesota Weather Talk blog. I think not only do we have geography in play this summer, the states south of us are going to be baking, I think, this summer. We're going to be relatively warmer than normal. I agree with you 100%. The rest of the summer, this pattern we saw where we were dominated by cooler than normal temperatures the first 4 months of this year, and then it started to shift in May, and then this month it's abruptly shift. It has abruptly shifted, and I think we're going to stay predominantly warmer than normal till we get into the fall season. But mostly the geography of that says mostly in southern Minnesota. I think we're still going to have more excursions of cooler air mass across the northern part of the state. It's still going to be the respite for those that plan a vacation there in July and August. Don't change your plans, because if you want to get away from the southern Minnesota heat, that's the place to go in July and August, and I think that'll probably be in play this summer. But then, like you said, all the geography south of us, holy smokes, they're really looking like they're going to be in the heart of the extra warm temperatures the rest of this summer.
When I hear this hot bias, I think drought, and hopefully we don't have a rerun of last year. We made up for the drought during the winter months and spring months. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think the state is in a pretty good shape when it comes to lake water levels, when it comes to soil moisture. Farmers, at least right now, have adequate moisture to work with. Are you concerned that we could be drying out as we head into August, which we see many summers, right?
Oh, yes, I am. We could say that most agricultural soils in the state hold adequate amounts of stored soil moisture for the crops to grow this year. We all know that with hot growing conditions and the massive water use by our crops, that in the absence of precipitation as we migrate into July and August, that we can suddenly get into a drought situation where the roots no longer are exploring a wet or surplus root zone, and it's all dried out, and then we'll see wilted crops. So we're still vulnerable to that, especially so with the late planting we had. We got off to one of the latest starts in recent memory this year, too. So the crops are, they not only need plenty of moisture and heat, the heat will help them catch up a little bit. But I think it's a legitimate concern for the balance of the summer. And so we'll see. In fact, these warm nights where we have the high dew points, Paul, you and I have talked about this in the past. Okay, all crops respire. They burn up energy at night when you have high nighttime temperatures. So all the photosynthesis and accumulation they make to produce good yield during the daylit conditions, they expire some of that energy at night, and it gets very elevated when you have these warm nights where the low temperature only goes down to 77 or 78 degrees like it did last night. So that diminishes the yield potential when you have this continuous warmth that also gives you warm nights.
Mark, every time I chat with you, I learn something new, and hopefully our listeners feel the same way. I so appreciate you and wish you continued success. How many grandkids do you have now?
We have four. And, four. The youngest of which came to us on May 25th, so we got a little one. But, hey, let me say something, if I may. Do I have just 10 seconds to say something?
Absolutely.
I know you're going off the air on the 3-6 slot this week, and I'm sure I'm in the same ballpark as a lot of other listeners. What I want to say is, we're not just going to miss you, and I'm not going to miss you strictly for your weather and your interesting information you share. Boy, oh boy, I'm going to miss your personality. I'm going to miss your citizenship. I'm going to miss your passion for science. I'm going to miss your passion for community. And by golly, I hope that you will realize a lot of us are going to miss that, Paul. So we wish you all the best, but you've just done a great job with that all your time on the air.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Mark, for saying that. I do appreciate that. Hey, I have no regrets. It's been a great 5 years. And working with Jor, you know, the pandemic, leukemia, insurrections, it's been a gong show. It's been an interesting time to be alive and a very interesting time to be co-hosting a radio show. But I'm ready for what comes next. I'm still going to be doing weather and here on CCO and focusing on my weather company. And you and I will have a little more time to grab lunch. Dr. Mark Seeley, thank you.
That sounds good. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Oh, my. When we come back, it's been a rock and roll show. Yeah, we've talked a lot about the heat, but there's been some other stuff. What you may have missed when we come back on CCO.
Drums, please.
Who's this?
This is my jam. DJ Jazzy Jeff, The Fresh Prince.
Oh.
1992. When I still had hopes and dreams.
Here it is. A cool
and they've been dashed ever since.
Ever since.
When you still had hopes and dreams.
That's sad. I don't even remember those days, Paul.
It's all a blur.
Yes.
More good memories than bad. Life is a blur. The heat. I like this comment from Dick and Egan. He said, hey, Paul, I'd go for cold over hot, but my wife needs the sunlight of summer more than the darkness of winter, so I'm forced to go with the heat. I feel, you know, having these long days, having it still light at 10 o'clock at night, I feel energized, especially in June and July.
Yeah, I do too.
But hard to feel energized when it's 101 out there. Another listener, I'm a Minnesota native living in Florida. Yeah, thoughts and prayers, but thank you for listening. He goes on to say, or she, Minnesotans freak about 90 degrees the way Floridians freak when the temperature drops below 35. Stay inside, protect your pets, check on the elderly. Florida is the surface of the sun between June and late October. That's hot. And then, I prefer a sundress and sandals to a down parka and boots. This is from a listener. This is not me.
I don't judge.
You don't want to see me in a sundress. Those days are gone. Those days are over.
Those days
mercifully.
Are over. Remember
those
them
before
fondly,
the internet.
the internet's in ink.
Thank God. I made most of my mistakes before the internet. So we wanted some professional advice on how to beat the heat. Dr. Joey Duren from Alina Health, we asked her the question, what do people most get wrong about the heat?
It's fluids are a big one, obviously. You need to keep your fluids up just because we sweat out so much. The other thing is not taking frequent breaks, you know, to try to cool yourself off, getting shade, that type of thing. We really worry about our young athletes, especially in these first couple weeks where it's starting to get really hot. And so, right. You know, they really need mandatory breaks if they're playing sporting games outside, those cooling towels on the back of the neck, misters, because really evaporation is a great way to cool yourself off. So misting yourself, that type of thing, getting in the shade, but just really watching your symptoms. And when you're starting to feel, you know, maybe a little weak or dizzy, you really need to get out of the sun, get in the shade, preferably into maybe some air conditioning for a little bit. And those things can really help save you.
I think when it gets this hot, everybody should just have the day off. But that's just me. Just one guy's opinion. He's not a doctor. He's a financial advisor. Andy Tate with Cahill Financial Advisors talked about the crazy changes in the financial markets. But the Dow has dropped 20-30% since the beginning of the year. And a lot of people approaching retirement age are pretty freaked out about what's happening. He talked about how the psychology of investors has flipped.
The psychology is, and I think too many people fixate on the names of the companies and not what the companies are actually doing. And so you'll look at Amazon and Tesla. Everybody wants to own those companies. Well, there are other companies out there that are actually doing quite well. So when a retiree or someone who's approaching that time looks at their portfolio and sees that it's down 25 or 30%, you know, that can be troubling. And so you want to make sure you have diversified investments as well as diversified sectors. Don't just put everything in tech because it's popular. Don't put everything in real estate because it's popular. You want to make sure things are spread around.
Thank you to Andy. And today is Juneteenth, a celebration of the announcement back on June 19th, 1865 in Texas that enslaved Americans, African Americans, were finally free. We talked about that, and we talked about reparations possibly going forward. And I asked the question to Professor Yohuro Williams at the University of St. Thomas. Some cities are now going on record apologizing for enslaving Americans. Is that enough?
I don't believe that it's good enough. And, full disclosure, I chaired, was one of the co-conveners of the commission that was helping to draft a draft ordinance for a permanent reparations commission in the city of St. Paul. So this is something I know intimately. When we talk about slavery, I think that you provide an example of the Japanese internment as a good segue for most people, because often when people think about slavery, they're thinking, oh, we're going back generations, so how do you do that? But there's some more immediate instances here in the Twin Cities in particular that we can point to where you could easily establish what damages were done as a result of policies, practices, and procedures, and address those damages. The Rondo community is a great example of that.
Appreciate Professor Williams for coming on today and providing some perspective. Another look at weather coming up. And do you like crabs in your whiskey? There's actually, more evidence that we live in crazy times when we come back on CCO. Tubbs, do you drink whiskey?
No, I'm not man enough for whiskey.
Well, it's an acquired taste, but I've had my fair share of whiskey. I prefer scotch, but will not turn down whiskey. So here's a story that caught my eye. A New Hampshire distillery unveiled a new whiskey with an unusual ingredient, invasive green crabs. Okay.
What?
Follow along.
Okay.
This distillery, Tamworth Distilling, teamed up with the University of New Hampshire's Green Crab Project to develop House of Tamworth Crab Trapper, which is billed as being made with a bourbon base steeped with a custom crab, corn, and spice blend mixture. The owner of Tamworth Distilling said the developers boil more than 90 pounds of these tiny little crabs into a crab stock. Now, here's the deal. The crabs used for the liquor came from a trapper in Seabrook, New Hampshire. Green crabs apparently are native to Europe, but they are new to the ecosystem of New England. They are considered an invasive threat. If you're interested, maybe you can head down to Haskell's or Total Wine. The House of Tamworth Crab Trapper is being sold at a price of $65 for a 750 milliliter bottle. What a bargain.
So
I don't know.
You're boiling little green crabs to get like the juices. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What? I don't know.
I mean, I like crab. I'll eat crab. I don't know if that's enough for me to drink a crab infused whiskey. I guess. I mean, you can pretty much infuse anything with anything at this point nowadays.
I guess.
So it doesn't surprise me. Would you have?
I would try it.
You tried
at least once. I'd keep an open mind. Okay. I was on a, and again, I don't drink much whiskey, but I was on a cruise, and there was a whiskey tasting thing that you could sign up for, and there were like 8 or 9 different whiskeys, and you tried. I didn't realize at the time that you're just supposed to take a sip and dump most of it out.
Oh no.
I finish. I paid $100 for that. I'm going to finish every one of these whiskey glasses. And people were looking at me like, do you have a problem? Should we call the authorities?
If nobody explains it to you, you want to get your money's worth, right? But did you not see what everybody else was doing? I mean, did you not read the room? Or
I just don't care.
Okay.
I just don't care.
I appreciate the harsh honesty there, Paul.
Well, yeah, being on the radio is like getting undressed in public. You reveal things about yourself that you really should not. And I want to apologize for 5 years of that. I think Jason will be more disciplined than I've been. That's just my gut. Anyway, hey, take it easy out there. Things start to feel better tomorrow. Tubbsy, thank you, my friend, for putting up with me. And thank you for putting up with me. We'll try this one more time tomorrow. Be safe. To watch you do the sports in short.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.